Welcome to episode 26 of Mac and Cheese. I'm Mac Mail.
And Graham Hicks.
And this week we're going to talk about regional governance.
And
the growing interest in how our region cooperates or maybe doesn't cooperate. And how that impacts relationships with the province as well, actually.
Well, you know, Alberta's always been quite far behind the curve in this stuff. I think primarily because when you look at the political dynamic of the province, you have the governments in power have largely been rural-based.
Yep.
And even as you get closer to the cities, so you don't tick off the people that elected you. You leave them alone. And yes, there's a crying need for regional government in this province. Crying, especially around Edmonton. Because unlike, I think Calgary, now correct me if I'm wrong here, Mac, but doesn't Calgary have far less satellite communities and more within the city itself?
I think through annexation, they've been able to, take on, they've had more annexations in the last 20 years than Edmonton has, for sure.
So they're towns, but don't forget, we absorb Beverly, we absorb Jasper Place,
But Calgary still has a regional board as well, similar to the Capital Region Board, which started in 2008.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got currently. So 24 municipalities all around Edmonton, although maybe not so close to Edmonton. I think we're a little more widespread. Yeah, definitely. There's some members that I question.
But you don't see the big four or five that St. Albert, Fort Saskatchewan, Sherwood Park, Leduc, Spruce Grove / Tony Plain, and why those two are two separate municipalities, I'll never figure out. But that's okay.
Well, you've also got City of Leduc and Leduc County, and
lots of counties.
There's some separate ones that way too that are different members. Yeah,
and do you remember it was a huge bugaboo for Mandel for a long time? What it comes down to now is we are too big. We're becoming, I hate to say the right word, urbane or urban. You've got to have uniform planning policies. You've got to have an urban transit plan. You're pretty well reaching the point now where you need to have one police force.
And you need growth cooperation, right? I mean,
primarily, economic development, cohesion, and strategy. And instead, for like 40 years, we were just fighting.
Yeah.
It's always been to this day. It's the bully in the room, which is Edmonton, the gorilla and the other guys feel very hard done by. But then you sit and look at the darn thing. You say, in every one of those towns, the satellite towns that they're proud of and everything else, everyone drives into Edmonton to work,
right? Or to go to a concert or a hockey game.
We are all, if you don't like Capital Region, we are all Capital Regionalists. We are all, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but we're all Edmontonians.
And speaking of not liking Capital Region, that's one of the first things our new mayor decided to say when he got into office, is he'd rather call it the Edmonton Region rather than the Capital Region.
And is that an announcement of intent?
I think it is. I mean, I think it's a pretty clear position from the mayor that if we're going to have a successful region, we need to call it Edmonton, because you're right, Edmonton is the big gorilla.
But it was very interesting that he didn't go near the subject during the election.
It didn't come up much at all, no.
No, but Lipovicki she was quite clear, she was prepared to annex, and she was quite aggressive on the issue.
Yep.
We got to grow, and sorry, you little guys, we got to swallow you up. And Don was much more of the Capital Regional Board structure, was doing okay. He had been the transit chair for the region as one of his duties as councillor here, and seems to have got along with everyone, and seems to have bought in the idea that you don't have to have another level of government. You don't have to have boroughs or whatnot, that you can do
this
good economic
structure
planning
can work
within this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe we should quickly review for people how that structure worked, which is kind of interesting. You got 24 municipalities, right?
Right.
But any one vote to carry has got to have 75% of the population.
And 17 members
at least. Yeah. Which means Edmonton has 70%. So if the gorilla don't like it,
it's not going to happen. Edmonton has an effective veto without having an explicit veto, I suppose.
And Edmonton slapped around Leduc. I think there was some stuff that went on there, and in particular too with Parkland.
Yeah.
On the west end, which was the Atchison, and the reasoning there was quite blunt from the mayor. I seem to remember he said, We have to expand westward, and we can't just give them all Atchison Park and everything else and not allow room for Edmonton to grow, which is kind of interesting.
My position on this is kind of related to our flawed history of growth, which is that we need to keep acquiring industrial land to pay for it. That's why we wanted to annex south, right? The proposed annexation of, you know, the Nisku lands and the airport are going ahead. And that's what's so interesting about the Westland from the city of Edmonton's point of view, is there's some industrial tax base there that we'd rather go to the city of Edmonton.
Yeah. And I really do believe in I'm not necessarily believing that you have to have one regional government, but I do believe there should be a pooling of taxes.
Yeah.
Simply because each one has its pros and cons, but overall, Edmonton does take on the lion's share of the social services and everything else.
And infrastructure.
And paying for the arena and everything else.
Highway overpasses.
So why not have one regional tax rate for residential throughout the region and one industrial region let it all be pooled? And then you take it back, and whatever formula you're going to take it back. But I could just hear the howls as some regional politicians are listening to this. Like, I mean, everyone knows that Sherwood Park.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about, Graham?
Sherwood Park is rich because they have all the refinery road.
Strathcona County is low taxes.
And why do they continue to be this anomaly of a hamlet? I mean, for God's sake, there's 50,000 people out there, 60,000. They call themselves a hamlet. You know, like, I'm sorry, I don't see any shafts of straw and 80-year-old guys out sunning themselves in their underwear, you know? because it's the Bonnie, right?
Yeah, yeah. And St. Albert, on the flip side, has high taxes.
Right? And it doesn't have any in industrial, and they gnash their teeth about this all the time.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're quite willing to pay for a little more. But you see, this is where you get into it, right? St. Albert sees itself in a kind of different light than Edmonton. It's a little more sophisticated, for want of a better word, overall, and they take pride in their arts. Well, they built the Arden Theater. They bought in Doug Cardinal to do the thing. They have the St. Albert Children's Theater. They have all kinds of sports programs. I mean, they pride themselves as a great place to have first-class facilities. And they pay for it. They pay about a good 20% more in residential taxes than we do. So, but do they want to get annexed? Not on your life.
No, but they have shown a willingness to cooperate with priorities that Edmonton has. So one example is the arena, supporting, you know, the idea that the region chip in a little bit for the arena.
Was it chipping in for the arena, or was it just saying, we'll tell the province that we're all in it together?
Well, so, either way, you know, it was supporting Edmonton, right? I mean, it made it look like, yep, the region wants it. Let's go forward. And then the other example...
It was a good show of support.
Yep. The other example would be Park and Ride, right? St. Albert's interested in progressing, you know, getting a connection to the Edmonton LRT system and doing a Park and Ride out in St. Albert and that sort of thing. So
do you think it can actually work? Can they remain as separate municipalities for the next 40, 50 years and still do enough cooperation to keep the region growing in a real sound, rational, logical way?
I mean, I think you're right when you get into taxes and money. I think we've had some success agreeing as a region on things like transit. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a transit plan now that's been approved, and they've agreed that, you know, we should be doing things like integrating fares so you can use the same fare in Edmonton as you do in St. Albert and that kind of thing. But that's still kind of around the edges. Like, when you start talking about where the money goes, that's where it gets really interesting. And I think if we got rid of some of the members of the Capital Region Board and made it a bit of a smaller group and had that conversation, I think it could work.
Oh, politically, that's hard. But also, remember the Leduc bus thing, right? It always just killed me that we didn't have bus service to the airport.
Yeah.
Right? That all, you know, for the cost of one more route, I mean, really the same cost as any other route.
Yeah.
And they kept on fighting it. And then there was a little experiment with Leduc. But now if I understand it right, Leduc has its own bus service, and Edmonton has the airport. Is that right?
But they contract the C line from Edmonton. So Edmonton Transit runs both, if I'm not mistaken.
But they couldn't figure out how to have... So now we have one bus an hour non-peak times to the airport.
You're talking about the 747, right? The one that goes from the LRT.
Again, I don't get it. Why wouldn't you have every 15-minute, every half-hour service? I know you do during rush hour, but if you're going to make that route work, and why wouldn't it go Edmonton, airport, Nisku, LeDuc, and back? I don't know.
Good question. Who funds it? But Maybe it comes down to the funding, right?
It's all regional. It's regional stuff. And if they can't decide on something that simple,
how are they going to decide on the bigger things? Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah.
And I do kind of like the borough model. I mean, New York City, right? Where you seem to have, you know, you have Queens and the Bronx and everything else, and they all seem to be very, very full of their own personality and character, but they're all quite happily part of New York City. Why can we not get something that sort of becomes, you know, the St. Albert will be the center of the North? I mean, it's all beautifully distributed as is. You know, you give Fort Saskatchewan, Leduc, and all that, and make each one a borough that has a lot of its own responsibility, but is ultimately subservient to the overall mayor.
Well, I think one big difference is those boroughs are all really well connected. I mean, in terms of public transit and resources and stuff. Well, hopefully, right? That's the vision. But it makes a big difference, right? When you can effortlessly go from one to the other.
Yeah, and perhaps you're right. And it's all pretty well urban, seamlessly urban too, right?
And the other thing, I guess, is that, I don't know, I mean, in the United States, municipalities have way more tax possibility. Are the boroughs more evenly distributed in terms of their tax base? Maybe that's something
else, right?
I don't
know. But meanwhile, we had this interesting phenomenon, and it sort of goes back to our topic of the last week of one of the first pieces of legislation that the Redford government tried to put through when they went back in session this fall was the Modernizing Regional Government Act, right?
And doesn't it just sound like, who thought this up?
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty wonky title, yeah.
Modernizing Municipal Government, yeah. But basically the idea is let's take the Capital Region Board and make it law, right?
Yeah, and we'll make that the template for everybody else, right? Well, not the smartest move in terms of what's, you know, politics 101. At least give the appearance of consultation.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you've already made up your mind. You told all your minions to go do something, but take out the dog and pony show and go out to each one of these regions and hold your hearings and, you know, fall asleep while the old guy rants. But at the end, you can say, well, we've listened to you and all that. This one, they just came out of the blue and they got huge pushback from municipalities.
More from some of the remote, more rural ones, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, is the backbone of PC support? And what is out there gnawing on their tail but the Wild Rose guys? Hello.
Yeah. But, I mean, what use for a regional government does something like Grand Prairie have compared to Edmonton or Calgary?
They have had their issues. Red Deer's had a whole pile of issues. Because as they grow, that's the big thing. They need to annex that land for suburbs.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
I mean, my favorite.
Look at Wood Buffalo. Fort McMurray went along with Wood Buffalo, which if you look at it, is like absolutely enormous. It takes up most of the northwest quarter of the province. Yeah. But what was the trade-off? All the taxes from the oil sands are flowing into the main, you know, it's sort of like Edmonton, 70% of the population, 80% is all in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
And they got more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
And now there's finally, actually, I should back up a bit there because they were strapped for infrastructure for years and years and years.
Well, and they do have increasing services they need to provide that cost money. You know.
It'd be interesting to see if having pooled all this industrial stuff, if this now has created, you don't hear about it anymore, which tells me they're okay.
What do you think will happen with this Modernizing Regional Government Act? Do you think it'll actually go forward? And if so,
or does it just get buried?
Yeah.
Do you need it that much?
I mean, I don't think you do, right? You've already got a regional government in Edmonton and one in Calgary.
Semi-working.
And they have, you know, some disagreements, but they've worked better than anything we've done in the past.
Yeah, but there's still an awful lot of silly politics that goes on, you know. But that's kind of part of the fun, isn't it? You got to build up your coalition. You got to get 20 of those mayors on side. You got to persuade them. You got to make a deal. But look at it. Has it stopped things? Look at Leduc now. We want to annex most of Leduc. Well, Leduc's mayor, John Whaley, ain't too pleased about this, right?
Yep.
But there's probably an argument. But then I also have a problem like you about prime agricultural land being swallowed up by urban.
Yep.
But I don't know how you stop that, because if you let people buy it at urban inflated developable values, you can't turn around and kick them in the teeth and say, no, no, it's going to stay agricultural. So I don't know.
It's not an easy one to solve.
If I were the king of the world, I'd turn it over to the queen to solve.
Wouldn't that be a nice way to go? Well, I think the calling out the Edmonton region, we'll see if that sticks. So far, Nolan Krause, mayor of St. Albert, seems to be okay with it. He's currently the chair of the Capital Region Board, and they're picking a new chair and committees and everything here right away.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see all the new, there's a new flock of mayors coming in, whatnot. I think there's a new guy in Sturgeon County. There was the upset in Strathcona.
Yep.
Will the new mayors be hard on this, like anti-cooperation, or will they be more pro? No, you'd like to think. And Sherwood Park's doing an awful lot of interesting development within their county, which is not being opposed by the Capital Region Board that seems to have been approved. So, yeah, I think we got a workable model here.
So we live in the Edmonton region.
Are you
comfortable saying that, or would you...
I don't mind Greater Edmonton region.
Greater Edmonton region, yeah.
I wish we could all just get used to saying, yeah. And again, if you're from Spruce Grove and you're sitting on a cruise ship in Miami, they say, where are you from?
You're not going to say Spruce Grove, right?
No, you're going to say from, yeah, close to, around Edmonton.
Yeah, the Edmonton region. There you go.
Regionalist. Our cheese.
What'd you get?
Same as last week.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was so good, we're doing it again.
We had to bring it back.
We decided it was sweet and soft like Don Ivis and not harsh and tough like Allison.
An oka,
here, Adam,
for those of you
producer,
who didn't listen last week.
Oka, and we're told, because it's from the Magnificent Cavern cheese shop down the street here on 104th Street, that give you this great little tag with every cheese they sell that tells you all about it. Sweet aroma, delicate butter flavor with a hint of walnut and fruit confit. Boy, if that is not 104th Street, what is?
Can only get that cheese in the Edmonton part of the Edmonton region, I bet.
Can you put a little cheddar on my pizza, please?
Thanks for listening to Mac and Cheese. I'm Mac Mail.
And Graham Hicks. And we do love our cheese.
And we'll keep an eye on the region.